Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Religious values in Abu Dhabi there in our last story. Our American Values series continues with a discussion of religion in America. America can be said to be one of the most religious countries on earth, but religion in America has a curious and interesting history. From the Unitarian secularists of the framers' days to the millennialists of the Mormons and the evangelicals of today, politics and religion and American identity have always been woven together in an interesting narrative of values in the United States. And here to discuss it is Sarah Beringer Gordon, professor of both history and constitutional law at the University of Pennsylvania. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. Justin Jones Fosu, an ordained minister who's Christian, African-American, occasional takeaway contributor. Joining us from Baltimore, right, Justin?
Yes. Good morning.
It's great to hear your voice, and happy holidays to both of you.
And to
you as well.
You know, it's a little bit dicey to say Merry Christmas, you know, it's more Happy Holidays kind of thing. We don't want to get into the war on Christmas. But, you know, these battles are about the sort of historical role that religion has played in the identity of the United States back through history. Sarah Beringer Gordon, give us a sense of what that arc is.
Well, my own sense, and everybody fights about every aspect of this, but I think it's unquestionable that a commitment to religious liberty lies at the foundation of the country, not only settlement, but also ongoing in the constitutional periods, and really a commitment to allow people to believe. And then, of course, we fight over what that means in public life, whether we can say Merry Christmas or have prayer in schools, or whether people get out of other legal requirements because of their beliefs. But the commitment to allow religion to flourish has really produced a vibrantly religious and very creatively religious country.
And it's also produced, that's Sarah Beringer Gordon, professor of history and constitutional law at the University of Pennsylvania, Justin Jones Fosu in Baltimore. You know, that has created a tension between this notion of America as a land where you can believe what you like versus a land that has God on its side. Those are both narratives in the United States, and it seems to me they're fundamentally at odds.
Yeah. You know, the interesting thing is that, you know, everybody in no matter what country has God on their side. And it's really even more interesting for me being an African-American and knowing that even with the Pew Forum coming out with statistics last year that state 87% of African-Americans associate themselves with a religious group. So while both you can have a God on your side, it's also key to see that even within the African-American group, there is large amount of people that say, hey, we're religious and we want you to accept it and appreciate it.
Is religion a set of values for you as an ordained minister, or is it a way of life, or is it just, you know, almost part of the background radiation, kind of like just your ethnicity itself?
No, I'm glad you asked that question. It's actually both. You know, I used to be a person that used to go and say, well, it's a way of life, and then I would say it's a set of values, but it's both. And so I treat them as both. But it also has a foundation in no matter what race, but specifically within the African-American race, is that there is a foundation of not being able to go to the white churches, especially during slavery, and creating your own. So they became political institutions. They became community outreach. And so that's why you see it as even a larger group in the African-American group.
Justin Jones Fosu, an ordained minister who's a takeaway contributor, speaking with us from our member station, WEAA, in Baltimore, Maryland. Sarah Beringer Gordon, you're at the University of Pennsylvania. Give us a sense of this other narrative in American life, and I'm thinking of the Mormons, but it's not exclusive to the Mormons, of America as a place to celebrate a kind of new Jerusalem millennialism or messianism, where there's a kind of predestination about being American and that that's bound up in religion.
I think it very much is. I also think it ties into what Justin was talking about, the ways that African Americans, both in the period of slavery and thereafter, have used incredible creativity and enterprise to keep their faith alive, to bring community together. And I think that's one of the things that you see deeply connected to the commitment to religious liberty is the idea that new things can happen here. And the appearance of the Mormons is just one example of that incredible creativity. And again, that sparks both deep admiration and fear and concern. I think it's never a one-sided coin, if I could put it that way.
But it's a continuum that is a little bit dangerous sometimes, because you go from creativity to overcoming obstacles, in the case of Justin's story about slavery in the African churches, to a new community doing things its own new interesting way. And then you run the risk of crossing a line, hey, we are predestined. We have a better idea. Our creativity is actually an improvement on religion. So therefore intolerance begins to slip into the mix. How does that work in America, in American history?
It has been and still is an enormous concern. The idea that religious people should themselves be more tolerant than the rest of the human race is itself somewhat problematic, especially when you are deeply committed to the proposition that you have exclusive access to the truth and the rest of the world needs saving from their path to damnation. So there's a quandary there between being, say, the only chosen people and being fully respectful of other people's beliefs. And it's that kind of knife edge that I think makes religious life in this country. It's one of the most important things that makes religious life here so interesting, because we're constantly dancing back and forth.
Well, if you're going to define yourself as a place where all the chosen people can come, you're going to have arguments about who's chosen, that's for sure. Justin Jones of FOSU, you're an ordained minister. What does that mean in practical matters? That you can, like, marry the kids on your block, or you can you deliver sermons spontaneously, or do you have an actual congregation?
Yeah, I do not have an actual congregation. I attend Living Waters World here in Towson, Maryland. But one of the things that it allows me to do is allows me to serve within my local body, to teach and to, you know, preach as necessary. But then also just to share the truth. And, I personally, I believe that as a Christian, all of us are supposed to be ministers no matter what. But it's just sharing what we believe is the truth through the Bible.
And being a preacher is a skill, or is that a value?
Again, I would say historically it's been seen as a skill, but I think it's a value, because I look at, you know, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I look at how he preached values, how he taught values, and how he taught, what the Old Testament shared at that time. So for me, it's actually both.
All right. Justin Jones, FOSU, have a great Christmas.
You too, sir.
He's an ordained minister, Black American, an occasional takeaway contributor from Baltimore, and Sarah Barringer Gordon, professor of history and constitutional law at the University of Pennsylvania. Happy holidays to you, professor.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
All right. Values and religion. Be a part of the conversation. 877-8-MY-TAKE, or post a comment to thetakeaway.org. How would you describe religion's place within your own set of values? I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headley's out on holiday. This is The Takeaway.